In the mountains of western Libya, rebels have made big gains recently against Muammar Gaddafi's army, but the fighting has caused shortages of food, water, and fuel in the isolated region. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro was there and has this report from the city of Zintan.
A fighter on the front line of a recent battle here in the western mountains points at a rusted rifle.
This one is very old, more than 100 years. It's our grandfather's before us used it front of Italian army in 1911.
Fighting across Libya has been characterized by a lack of sophisticated weapons. But if you ask Colonel Juma Ibrahim, a senior commander of the military council in Zintan, what he needs most, it's not guns.
Water, fuel, food, shoes, clothes, many things.
Here in Zintan and across the western mountains, there is an acute shortage of everything. The only way to bring in supplies is through the border with Tunisia, which until recently was rocketed daily by Gaddafi's army. Government forces are still trying to take it back. If they do, the mountains will be cut off. Most supplies now come in on the back of pickups and in the trunks of cars, a trickle of items supplying a population in the tens of thousands. Those cars park outside the main mosque in Zintan, a few every day with the drivers selling whatever they've managed to bring across. Men crowd around a cluster of lambs ready for the slaughter. Fresh meat is hard to come by, and the bidding is fast and furious. Two of the young ones are going for 200 dinars, about $130, a fortune in a place where no one has worked for months. Abdul Hamid Mohammed Mehdi is looking for fresh meat. He does odd jobs, he says, to make money, and then takes that cash straight to the market to buy whatever food he can find. Apart from the lamb seller, there's only one other merchant here today, and he's selling a few vegetables, clearly the worse for wear after their journey over the mountains in the boiling heat. The tomatoes are mostly rotten, and there's only a small cache of fresh fruit. Abdul Hamid Mohammed Mehdi says his family mostly survives on pasta and other dried or canned foodstuffs. A typical dinner, he says, is rice, and if we were lucky, some watermelon. But he doesn't buy the pasta and rice in a shop. Almost all of them are shuttered. The World Food Program and other humanitarian groups are providing food aid, but it simply isn't enough. At a warehouse on the edge of town, workers load bundles onto the back of a large flatbed truck. Mohammed used to work at an oil company. Now he's coordinating food distribution here. He lists what he has in stock: macaroni, oil, tomato sauce. As supplies come in, they get sent out into the neighborhoods. What people get depends on the size of the family. The deliveries of aid, though, aren't regular, Mohammed says. Sometimes nothing comes in for weeks, and what they get is potluck. He says the problem is that there are too many mouths to feed now. Zintan has become a hub. Fighters are congregating here, as are refugees from other areas, plus the local population already in residence. We are suffering from an extremely serious food crisis here, he says. Drinking water is also in short supply in many areas, as is medicine. At a pharmacy in Zintan, a man walks in and asks for a Panadol, a brand of painkiller. Pharmacist Masood Abdul Salam says he doesn't have any. He doesn't have what the next few customers ask for either. He says he hasn't been able to get stocks in since the uprising began. He's just selling whatever he has left. People with serious illnesses, he says, diabetes, high blood pressure, aren't finding the medications they need. We have nothing, Masood says. And the pumps aren't working either. Fuel is also brought in on the back of pickup trucks in large 100-liter plastic containers. It's sold for 50 dinars for 20 liters. That's a tenfold price increase since the rebellion began. As a result, most people can't afford to use their cars here. Mohammed Barka is a fuel seller. He says he goes to get the gas in Tunisia, but sometimes he has to wait for days to fill up because there's no fuel in the border town at the other end. When he finally gets what he needs, he has to make the treacherous border crossing back in what he says is a mobile bomb. He's constantly terrified the car will explode. But at least we can bring in some supplies, he says. If the border gets closed off, we will all die. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Zintan.